بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an important military campaign and battle that had taken place towards the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Battle of Hunain. And this particular battle took place after Fath Makkah, after the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. Basically, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had conquered Makkah Mukarramah, he had come with approximately 10,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum from Madinah Munawwara. Fath Makkah took place. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got wind that a few of the Arab tribes were preparing to attack him and the Muslims. And particularly, the tribes of the Hawazin and Thaqif, these were very strong Arab tribes, and they had prepared an army, and they wanted to march against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in turn, he then got the Sahaba radiallahu anhum prepared, and a very large army of Muslims then set off to Hunain. And this was perhaps the largest army that the Muslims had had in number up till that time. As we mentioned, 10,000 that had come from Madinah Munawwara and were part of the conquest of Makkah, and a further 2,000 who had accepted Islam at Makkah, in Makkah Mukarramah. They were known as the Tulaqa, those who were set free by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were not killed when the conquest of Makkah took place. So they had accepted Islam and also joined this army. So the Muslim army had 12,000 in number. And due to this, having these large numbers, there was a sentiment that was prevalent amongst the Sahaba, or many of them, that لَن نُغْلَبَ الْيَوْمْ مِنْ قِلَّةِ. In this particular battle, we will never be defeated because of number. We have number on our side. Whereas in the past, like we know in the Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, and all the battles prior to Fath Makkah, the Muslims were always smaller in number than the enemy, and therefore their trust and reliance was solely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This time, to an extent, that reliance now went onto their own numbers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make tarbiyat, wanted to teach them that your full trust and reliance should be upon me and should not be upon your numbers or your outer means. So nevertheless, as they approached, suddenly the Hawazin tribe, who were well known for their archery, according to some riwayat, approximately 4,000 of them, other riwayat mention larger numbers, they ambushed the Muslim army. And they began to rain down arrows on them. And this caught them completely by surprise. And they were thrown into a state of complete confusion, disarray. And because of this, they all began to flee and retreat. And it is mentioned there were approximately just 10 to 12 Sahaba that remained standing with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and did not turn and flee. Just a small number, 10 or 12 of them. Amongst them, Abu Bakr, Umar, Ali radiallahu anhum, Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, the family members of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that remained by his side. Nevertheless, as some time passed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began calling out, Anan Nabiyyu la kadhib, Anan ibn Abdul Muttalib, that I am truly the Nabi of Allah, I am the grandson of Abdul Muttalib. And then he began calling the Sahaba back. Abbas radiallahu anhu had a very loud voice, so he began calling out and telling the Sahaba that here the Nabi of Allah is calling you to come to his assistance. And gradually they began to come back to aid and assist Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this time when they came back onto the battlefield, now their trust and reliance was solely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah now sent his assistance, and Malaika were then sent down, and the Muslims were then victorious in this battle. So this is what is spoken about, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرًا. That certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent his assistance to you, O Muslims, in many regions, many different battles, Allah's help came to you. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ, and specifically on the day of Hunain, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ, when initially your large numbers were a cause of pride for you. فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا, but these large numbers did not do anything for you, did not benefit you in any way. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ, Allah describes their mental state, that the earth became constrained upon you, became tight, despite it in reality being very vast and wide. So this was the condition that they were in when that ambush had taken place. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ, then you turned and fled. ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and thereafter of course, once they had now placed their trust upon Allah, then Allah sent down tranquility, peace, peace and contentment upon His Rasul, upon the believers. وَأَنزَلَ جُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And Allah also sent down armies that you did not see, making reference to the malaika. وَعَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And Allah then caused punishment to the disbelievers. Allah punished the disbelievers at your hands. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ. And that is the outcome of the disbelievers. And then Allah mentions, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ. After this, Allah then accepted the tawbah of those whom He wished to. So there were some amongst the enemy that had witnessed this turn of events and witnessed the assistance that came to the Muslims, and they then realized that Islam was true, and they repented and accepted Islam. Allah accepted their repentance. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.